Early in the pandemic, many Asian countries appeared to control the spread of the virus, while European nations struggled with high numbers of deaths and infections. Not anymore. India on Wednesday reported more coronavirus deaths in one day than any other country at any time during the pandemic. The Health Ministry reported a record 4,529 deaths in the past 24 hours. India's confirmed deaths are 283,248. The numbers are almost certainly undercounted. The large cities of Mumbai and New Delhi have seen signs of improvement in recent days, but health experts fear that the virus is spreading in rural areas where healthcare and testing are limited. Across Asia, countries that had been praised earlier for effective control measures are now closing down due to a rise in cases of infection. Taiwan, once considered a major success in battling the virus, has recorded more than 1,200 cases since last week. The independent island has since placed over 600,000 people in a 2-week quarantine. The government has also ordered all schools to close across the island, and gatherings of more than 5 people indoors and more than 10 people outdoors are banned. In mainland China, new cases linked to international visitors have surfaced, and the country has set up medical stations for pandemic testing at airports and train stations. Vietnam closed 4 industrial centers in the north because of an outbreak of COVID-19. In the south, officials have begun carrying out mass testing of workers in that area's industrial production centers. Additional antivirus measures were also ordered in an effort to prevent new outbreaks. In Japan, a top medical organization representing 6,000 doctors is now calling for the country to cancel this summer's Tokyo Olympics. A slow vaccination program, increase in virus cases, and a shortage of hospital beds led the government to extend a state of emergency in Tokyo and other parts of Japan for the third time. Bars, restaurants, and public gathering places have been closed for months. The restrictions are set to end May 31st. Malaysia announced a 1-month lockdown through June 7th after an increase in cases and fear of the more infectious variants. The country's cases have increased by 300% since January. Now it is at 485,000. Singapore has announced restrictions on public gatherings and closed restaurants. Schools have moved online as the spread of the virus appears to be increasing. Thailand also has seen the virus appear to increase. About 75% of Thailand's more than 116,000 cases have been recorded since the beginning of April.
Meanwhile, the European Union on Wednesday began to welcome visitors from other parts of the world as long as they can prove they are fully vaccinated. EU spokesman Christian Wiegand said it will now recommend that member states ease some of the current restrictions for those who have been vaccinated. Greece, for example, is heavily reliant on tourism. It has already lifted quarantine restrictions for the U.S., Britain, Israel, and other non-EU countries. Negotiations between governments and EU lawmakers to introduce COVID-19 proof of vaccination documents are continuing, with a target date at the end of June. In France, cafes and restaurants reopened Wednesday after a six-month coronavirus shutdown that left the French without their beloved lifestyle. Its 7 p.m. curfew was pushed back to 9 p.m. Museums and cinemas reopened. France has recorded more than 108,000 deaths due to COVID-19, among the highest number in Europe. But virus deaths are decreasing. About 40% of France's adult population has received at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. That rate, however, is still well behind Britain's 70% and behind several other EU nations.
Britain, no longer in the EU, reopened the country's famous pubs this week after a big drop in coronavirus infections. At the Prince of Peckham pub in London, marketing manager Helen Waller said, "This pub brings people together. It's a nice mix of the community, in an unforced way." But social distancing rules remain, limiting the number of drinkers. I'm Susan Shand.
And I'm Jonathan Evans.